Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chala Perig, Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Kav Chodosh, a dough that was made out of a kav of flour from Tfuah that is Chodosh, meaning to say it grew during this year. The Kav Yashin, we also have a kav, meaning a dough that was made out of a kav of flour from Tfuah that grew last year. Shenashchu Zebezeh, they came into contact with each other. Close enough it would take a bite out of each other if you tried to pull it apart. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yitol mina emsa. When you separate chala, separate it at the point that the two join each other. This way, in the chala that you're separating, you'll have both from the new tfuah and the old tfuah. Why is that important? We don't separate trumasi maisris, and that includes chala, from peiris that grew this year on peiris that grew last year. As a matter of fact, if you did, if you said, okay, this should be my trumasi maisris for those peiris, and this is this year's, and that's last year's, it's ineffective. The Torah says, Aser to Aser es kol tfuah zarecha hayetzi asada shana shana. This teaches us you have to separate maisris from the peiris of every single year on its own. So what the Mishnah is telling us here is somewhat of a chiddush. We have no problem in you combining last year's flour and this year's flour, and together we have the shir challah. My problem is, I can't have you separate challah from one year on the other. So therefore, if you're going to separate challah from the point where the two connect with each other, where the two doughs connect with each other, so in this challah that I'm going to give to the kayin, I have new dough and old dough. The new dough fixes the new dough, and the old dough is to be mesaken the old dough, each year for each year. The Chacham say, no, we don't want you to do this. The problem, explains about Tanura, not everyone that sees what you're doing is going to understand what's happening, and they're going to think, oh, it looks like it's okay to separate Truma from the new Tfuah on the old one or from the old one on the new one. They're not going to chapis dafka taking it from the middle where you have from both. And the new fixes the new and the old. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. So what should I do according to the Chachamim? If I have a kav of old flour and a kav of new flour, and the answer is, if the shear is two kavim, then add another kav of old to the old, and add another kav of new to the new, so you have a shear in each one separately. But Rabbi Shmuel's eitz of taking from the middle, no, that's not going to work. Zakta Mishnah Vait, and again, our Mishnah is going with the shita that the shear for chala is two kavim. Hanoitel chala min akav. I only have one kav, but I separate chala. What I did, however, is after I separated chala, I added another kav. Rabbi Kiva is chala. Rabbi Kiva says what you separated is chala. So Rabbi Kiva is telling us that being that lemaisa you added another kav, so retroactively the chala that you took clicks into place. Zayhalt Rabbi Akiva, but the chachamim say ain't a chala. It's not chala. It doesn't help me that you add the shear after you separate chala. The shear has to be there at the time you're separating chala. And the halacha says the batanura is like the chachamim. So, if you have a kav made from new flour, chazing over our Mishnah, meaning flour of this year's grain, and a dough made from a kav of old flour from last year's grain, but they're connected, so that it's neshichais, shenoshchu zebezeh. Rabbi Shmuel says, what you should do is separate the challah from the point where the two join each other. This way you're getting challah from both doughs. The Chachamim say, we don't want you to do so. Not that it wouldn't work. But people aren't going to chap what you're doing, and they're going to think you can separate from one year on the other. So according to the Chum, what can you do? There's only one thing to do. Take a new kav of flour from the previous year and add it to the Yashan. Take a new kav of flour from the new year and add it to the Chodesh, and then separate Challah. Then we add another machloikis in Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And that is, what happens if you only have half the shear of Challah? You separate Challah, and then after you separate Challah, you add more flour, now you have the shear. Rabbi Akiva says it's okay. The Chachamim say it wouldn't be challah unless you had the shear at the time that you separated it.